Some street names get historical significance from their namesakes, like Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard or Centennial Olympic Park Drive. Others are kind of shrouded in mystery, like Ponce de Leon Avenue. It's a famous Atlanta street. It was named for a Spanish explorer, but why? Last month, investigative journalists at Vice set out to find the answer. They produced a mini-documentary entitled Streets by Vice, Atlanta. The short film takes viewers for a ride down Ponce de Leon to explore several of Atlanta's most culturally distinct locations. And joining us now is producer and host, Akil Gibbons. Akil, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
First of all, there are actually a number of significant streets in Atlanta. Why focus on Ponce?
Well, the Streets by Vice series, we actually covered New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, and I'm from Atlanta and actually went to school off of Ponce. And when we were in our studios in Brooklyn, I was explaining to them, Atlanta, you know, it's kind of difficult because a lot of the streets don't operate the same sort of way that, like they do in other cities. So I felt like the most important thing was to kind of get at a cultural truth rather than one a street like Peachtree that stretches throughout the entire city. So I focused on Ponce just because I knew a little bit about the history and wanted to explore more.
So let's take a listen to a clip from a comment from Juanita Abernathy, a civil rights legend herself. She was married to Pastor Ralph Abernathy. And here she is talking about the role that the whole city of Atlanta played during the civil rights movement.
After the bus boycott was successful, they organized SCLC,
right.
Southern Christian Leadership Conference. In an effort to spread it, they came to Atlanta so that it could go throughout the country. People decided then that if you stand together on a common cause, you can be forceful.
Now, she's talking about people standing together, but you talk in your documentary about Ponce sort of being a symbol of racial tension. What do you mean?
So previously, you know, in history, Ponce was a dividing, and you can still see it today, a dividing line in terms of the racial demographic in Atlanta. Depending on the street names literally change depending on who was living in that neighborhood. If you look at it today, you could see that in the Boulevard and historical Old Fourth Ward, it's a predominantly black community, while when you go up to, let's say, Druid Hills, the demographic radically changes, and that's what I experienced going to school on Ponce de Leon.
So you also sat down with a couple members of the production group Organized Noise, and here's a short excerpt from that conversation.
The evolution of music in Atlanta has been a great thing because, you know, we got James Brown. James Brown is like, and he's the backbone of hip-hop. Then bass music, we called it, which was more influenced by Florida. That was a big influence on Atlanta sound. Then we came in the 90s and took the 808 and put some funk in there. We put some soul in there and embodied more hip-hop.
So what role did this particular street, Ponce de Leon, play in the evolution of hip-hop?
That's a good question. Well, the main focus of Ponce was to sort of, it was a connector to a lot of the themes and a lot of the topics that we were talking about within the documentary. So that one connected to Fox Theater. So Organized Noise, they, you know, they didn't produce their music on Ponce, but Fox Theater, which is an iconic music venue in Atlanta, the first music venue in Atlanta, was on Ponce. So we did our interview there to sort of emphasize the importance of hip-hop in Atlanta.
Is there an authentic, like, standard pronunciation for a real Atlantan of the full street?
That's a good question. Apparently it's Ponce de Leon, but I think everyone pronounced it differently. I've been on that street for years, and I've heard many different, and it's not even the Spanish version, so.
Yeah, how do you say it?
I say Ponce de Leon, but I've heard people say Ponce de Leon, but I'm also I was originally from Boston, so. I don't know if my pronunciation is the truth when it comes to Ponce.
So, and we only have about a minute left, but has the street basically lost any connection it ever may have had with the Spanish explorer from whom it takes its name?
Well, I think it's kind of accumulated its own sort of identity that's separate from that. Ponce is a very it's a very unique street. I was told back in the 70s and 80s, it was almost like it was just very gritty. And I think it's changed so much over the years that it's much further away from its original conception.
That is Akil Gibbons. He's a producer for Vice Media, and he hosts the documentary Streets by Vice, Atlanta. You'll find a link to that full documentary at gpbnews.com. Akil, thank you so much.
Thank you.